Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Newell will be back tomorrow. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you today. We're going to open up the lunchtime buffet. Anything you want to talk about? A lot of people commenting on the president's use of the U.S. military, the active duty Marines, and the National Guard in California. We've already seen a legal challenge to the use of the National Guard without the governor's approval. We expect to see a legal challenge to use of the active duty Marines as well, in what we are now into unprecedented territory. Other people texting us about this new sleep study that finds growing numbers of Americans, up to 40%, just don't want to get out of bed when the alarm goes off in the morning. Growing numbers of us of having to set more than one alarm and hitting snooze more often and having to skip breakfast or that morning shower because we're running late. Folks sounding off about that as well. And a lot of people texting in also about the new role of the Louisiana Children's Museum. You heard the interview with the CEO saying they're aging up. They're finding ways to make the Children's Museum a useful part of the community to children as they get older into their tween and teen years through programs and exhibits for older kids as a way to give them something and a role to play and a way to enjoy the Louisiana Children's Museum. Also this hour, we're going to talk about the devastating story we heard about yesterday. Man from Hammond, Louisiana, according to St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office, went to a home in St. Tammany Parish to pick up his daughter at 2:30 in the morning on Sunday morning. According to police, the father picked up the child, the baby, put her in her car seat in his car, and then went back inside the house. St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office says he never came back out of that house. Left the child strapped into the car seat in the car outside the house at 2:30 in the morning, and it was around noon when another family member found the child dead in the hot car. St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office says the father, Joseph Boatman, had been drinking before he went to pick up his 21-month-old child at the Madisonville home. They have arrested him and charged him with second-degree murder. To help us understand legally what's going on here, we asked Dane Cialino, law professor at Loyola, to join us. Hey, Dane.
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Obviously, this is one that's rocking the community. We've heard about deaths of children in hot cars before. It happens way too often. Historically, most times it's an accident. It's a father who works at a restaurant who goes to grab the evening deposit from the restaurant during the lunch rush. They ask him to help out. He forgets his son is in the car, and the child dies. We saw that happen years ago. We've seen other cases where parents pick their children up from daycare or load their kids in the car to take them to daycare. And they're the parents who don't normally do that. And they forget the child is in the car. They go to work, park the car. When they get off of work, they go and find out the child's still in the car, now dead, because it got so hot so quickly in the car. And in most cases, we don't see legal action pursued against these parents. In this case, the St. Tammany Sheriff's Office says he'd been drinking. We don't know what happened inside that house, why he went back in or what he did when he went back in. We don't know if he passed out. We don't know if he went to sleep. We don't know if he intentionally left the girl in the car, but we know she's dead. And we know police say he's charged with second degree murder. Is that the right charge in this case based on the facts that we know?
Yeah, you're right. Every summer, all across the country, we see these cases, and it's June, and this is the first one we're talking about, but unfortunately, there'll be others, maybe not in Louisiana, but certainly elsewhere. And your question is a good one, is what do you do from a criminal justice standpoint with parents who do this? And typically the way that prosecutors handle it, and again, prosecutors have an enormous amount of prosecutorial discretion in deciding who to charge, what crimes to charge individuals that they are going to seek convictions on. And it often, well, first of all, the starting point for all of these people is that they're negligent. Under the prevailing standard of care of a reasonable man, a reasonable person is going to remember that his child is in the backseat of an automobile. And if the person forgets, that's negligence. But the question becomes whether it's simple negligence, as the law typically refers to it, or criminal negligence, which is sometimes called gross negligence, which is a gross deviation from the standard of care. And that's the way you usually see these cases prosecuted, if they're going to be prosecuted at all, as a case of a gross negligence, which could lead, in the case of a death like this one, to a charge of negligent homicide. But sometimes, and even more rarely, you can see murder charges, and that's what this individual has been booked, at least initially charged with by the sheriff's office with second-degree murder. Now, it's going to be up to the DA's office to decide whether or not to actually prosecute him and bring that to a grand jury to get an indictment for second-degree murder. But it fits. I mean, if there is the crime of cruelty to juveniles, which would include treating a child over whom you've got control and custody in a negligent, grossly negligent manner, that's cruelty to juveniles. And then you've got a resulting death, whether that death was caused by an intentional act or not, a mere act of inadvertence, as we had here, compounded with cruelty to juveniles is enough to ratchet the charge up to second-degree murder, which is sometimes called the felony murder rule. So, yeah, I mean, it's all possible here. It's just a matter of what the DA decides to do.
Yeah, and I think the big difference in this case, and we don't know yet what the father said to police when he was made aware that his child had died in the car. We don't know yet what the other people in the house say he did and why he put the kid in the car, why he strapped the baby into the car seat, then went back in the house and didn't come out. We don't know a lot, and we don't know what we don't know. But we do know that they determined, the sheriff's office did, based on his alcohol consumption that they allege and the actions of putting the little girl, the 21-month-old baby girl, into the car seat, going into the house and leaving her there until she died, rises to what they believe is second-degree murder. Many times in the past, we've seen prosecutors, either with the help of a grand jury or without, say this parent's paid a deep enough price already. They made a tragic mistake and their child died, and they don't pursue prosecution. This case seems to be different. Obviously, the alcohol has to be part of that, and we don't know what other factors.
Exactly. Exactly. And they very well may have evidence that he was driving around with the child in the back while he was under the influence of alcohol, which, again, is an aggravating factor that the DA is going to no doubt take into consideration in deciding how to charge this case. And it could be that he might charge this as second degree murder because the elements do fit, and then plea bargain it down to negligent homicide. But this is not going to be among those cases that we chalk up to just a terrible, unavoidable accident that's going to result in no prosecution. This is a case worse than that.
If this case goes to trial as a second-degree murder and a jury finds this man guilty, that's mandatory life in prison, right?
It is. And of course, if that were to happen, one of the responsive verdicts would be negligent homicide. So the jury would have that option of deciding between murder and negligent homicide. And negligent homicide would be punishable by a term of years, not by life without benefit of probation, parole, or suspension of sentence.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question. Is that standard? So, yes, if someone is charged with second-degree murder and goes to trial, the jury has the option. That's not a decision the judge or the prosecutor makes. That's built into the law that they can come back with a lesser verdict that carries less of a penalty.
Exactly. Negligent homicide would be the least serious responsive verdict to the charge of second degree murder. And of course, it'd probably be another count of cruelty to juveniles as well that would be included in any bill of information or bill of indictment.
Yeah, this case is different, and we've talked about it sadly too many times. And according to the National Safety Council, this was the sixth death this year in the United States of a child in a hot car. On average, 37 children under the age of 15 die each year.
Yep.
From being left in
there
a hot vehicle in the
country. And it's only the second week of June.
Yeah, and the heat will only get more intense. I was looking at the National Weather Service, and when they explain how hot it can get in a car, it can get up to 120 degrees with a temperature outside of 90 within 10 minutes and up to 150 degrees within an hour. At the time that this child was found around noon on Sunday, it was, I think, 88 degrees, at least in Slidell, which is the nearest official reporting station, and the heat index was 96. So you can only imagine after hours and hours how hot it was in that car. This has got to be this is a very prosecutable case, I guess would be a good way to put it.
It is indeed.
All right, Dane Cialino, anything else you'd like to share with us as we look at this situation?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Dane, always appreciate your expertise. Thank you for sharing your legal analysis with us. I know we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thanks again.
Loyola Law Professor Dane Cialino here on WWL. If you were on that jury, what do you think you would do? Now, we don't know what we don't know. It's very early in the investigation. The police have charged with second-degree murder. It'll be up to the district attorney to decide if they want to move forward with second-degree murder charges. I can't imagine there won't be a grand jury involved in this, regardless of what the DA chooses to pursue. You know, my car, I got a new car 2 years ago, and every time I turn it off, it says, check back seat. And it's so sad that we need that. But we do. These things happen by accident, but this case is different. This isn't an accidental forgetting the kid in the back seat because you don't normally pick them up from daycare. You don't normally bring them to school and you just got into autopilot mode and went to work. This has all kinds of strange elements. Why was he picking the girl up at 2:30 in the morning instead of just leaving her at the relative's house where she was? And then once he did pick her up and strap her into the car, why did he go back into the house? Did he forget something? Was he so drunk that he went back into the house and passed out? The police aren't telling us a lot of the details yet because it's early in the investigation. I get that. But for them to charge with second-degree murder, they know something we don't know, and they really believe this is a case that deserves murder charges. That's on the Afternoon Buffet now, 504-260-1870. If you want to talk about that, you want to talk about this sleep study we've been looking at with a growing number of us not wanting to get out of bed in the morning because we're just too damn tired. If you want to talk about the president and his deployment of the active duty Marines along with the National Guard to California or anything else, it's all open on the Lunchtime Buffet. Come on, bring your potluck dishes and let's chew on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Lieutenant Suzanne Carboni says 35-year-old Joseph Boatman went to pick up his daughter from a family member's house after work at around 2:30 Sunday morning.
Had strapped the toddler in a car seat in his truck. Then he went back inside the residence, and he never returned back outside to the vehicle.
It wasn't until noon when someone noticed the unresponsive toddler buckled into her car seat, and Carboni says it was a scorcher outside.
The heat index was in excess of 100 degrees. The temperature was in the 90s.
Carboni says Boatman had a lot to drink before picking up his daughter. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
So a few more details there. We know he was coming from work, but was he drinking at work? Did he drink on his way from work to pick up his 21-month-old daughter? And what did this 35-year-old man do after strapping her into the pickup truck and going into the house? And why didn't he come back out of the house? Did he just pass out in the house? We don't know. And the investigation continues, but we do know he's charged with second-degree murder. Wow. Tony, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Yes, Dave. I just think that anyone who was in the house that knew that he took the child out and put her in the car and then went back in, they're all guilty of negligent homicide.
You know, that's a good point, Tony. If they could tell, I mean, if he was that drunk when he came to pick her up at 2:30 in the morning, I don't know where he works or why he was going to pick her up at 2:30 a.m., but why didn't someone say, hey, dude, you're drunk. Leave the girl here. You need to sleep it off. And did they know that he'd already strapped her into the car? I think you're right. If anyone knew what was going on and they knew he took her out and put her in the car and the truck and didn't bring her back in, why didn't they go get her?
Right.
Yeah.
There's other guilty parties involved.
You think second degree murder is justified for the father in this case based on what we know, Tony?
Definitely. And I think other people should get charged with negligent homicide.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate the call. 504-260-1870, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Bob, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good, Bob. What's up?
Hey, no, just wanted to comment on the guy leaving his daughter in the car. I mean, look, I'm a very forgetful person. I can't tell you how many times a day I walk into a room and say, what was I supposed to be doing? And I have two younger children. I not once have come close to forgetting that they were in this vehicle with me or anything related to that. And I understand this guy's drunk, was drunk, so there's a lot of blame on him. But even with parents that who just, you know, it was out of my routine and I left the child in the car, I feel terrible for those parents. But, you know, those children depend on us to protect them. And whether he's drunk or sober, he needs to be charged to the fullest extent of the law.
Do you think that second-degree murder because of the drinking makes sense in this case? And do you think the parent who forgets the kid, who is on autopilot, who drives to work and forgets to drop the kid off at daycare because they don't normally do that, and they were just on their way to work and blanked out or just went into their normal routine, I don't know, that does murder make sense in that case to you?
Probably not, but definitely some major or very consequential charges need to be pressed. You can't just walk away from something like that with just a slap on the wrist or whatnot, just because it is your child. I mean, I understand the grief is there, and that's punishment enough, but you can't be having this. I feel like it's happening more and more often. Maybe it's just because of the news and we're aware of things happening more often, but it's kind of ridiculous. You know, like I said before, these children depend on us to protect them, and them baking in a car for 10 hours is not acceptable in any condition.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the call. And I agree with the sentiment that it makes absolutely no sense. The logic just does not compute in a normal brain that someone would leave their kid in a car under any circumstances. But then I start to think about it, and you can't deny, on average, 37 times a year, an adult leaves a child in a car and they die in the United States. That's the average. It's already happened now 6 times this year in the United States. So I think at some point I got past the not understanding it, doesn't compute. How could that happen? I raised 4 kids. I never left any of them in a hot car to die. I think maybe once in my raising of my 4 children, I was bringing groceries in and one of the kids had fallen asleep in their car seat. And so I brought the groceries in first and then started putting the groceries up. And within a few minutes said, oh, damn, the kid's in the car. I think that happened once if I rack my brain, but that's the closest I can ever remember coming to anything even along those lines. But I do know the autopilot syndrome. I do know many, many times I have said, I'm going to stop at the post office on my way home. I'm going to go to the store and pick up a gallon of milk on my way home. I'm going to go and get an oil change before I go home. And next thing I know, I'm sitting in the driveway because as I leave work and I get on the road, I follow the same pattern, the same path, the same route every day that I have year after year after year after year. And I do that frequently where I intended to go somewhere else, but I end up at home because I just got into autopilot. And I started thinking about my day at work and started planning for what I'm going to do that evening. And my brain wanders. So I get the autopilot thing. And I know otherwise very intelligent, caring, loving parents have left their kids in hot cars because they're not the parent that normally picks them up or drops them off, and they go into autopilot on their way to work or on their way home, and they just completely forget that the kid is there. So on a level, I understand how that happens. And distractions happen all the time. You know, as the caller just said, how many times do you walk into a room and have no idea why you walked in there? How many times do you open a browser window to go search something on the internet and forget what you were going to search? We're fallible. We're forgettable. We're human. Those things happen. And thank God I never had to. And I love the idea of put your left shoe in the back seat with your kid every time you put them in the car, because you're not going to forget your shoe when you walk out, when you go to get out of the car. You're going to know as soon as your foot hits the ground, oh, my kid's in the backseat with my shoe if you forgot the kid was there. Or put your cell phone back there, because you're not going to go anywhere without your cell phone. Then that's a sad commentary. You know, you're are we saying you're more likely to forget your kid than your cell phone? But if I had small children today, I don't know that the reminder on my dashboard to check my back seat would be enough if I had to bring a kid somewhere on my way to work or after picking them up from work when I didn't normally do it. And I may use one of those reminder methods that they talk about. We hear all the time in the news about doing. Jim, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Oh, yeah. I was just telling the screener that the data is pretty clear now that this is increasing probably because of cell phone use alone. The first thing we do when we stop our cars, start to check our cell phones and read our cell phones, even on the way to the front door. So our minds get distracted. And I work at a major university, and I can tell you cell phone use is involved in a lot of these cases, not the one we're describing with this gentleman at nighttime, but you can think how many times we get distracted as we stop our cars and go inside and start looking at something we Googled on the way between our car and our door and forget what happens. It's pretty clear now.
Yeah, or you get a text message or an alert that you have an email or a social media notification, and so you grab your phone to see, oh, what was that that went off a minute ago?
Yep.
So in this case, different, obviously. This is a national problem. There's no denying it. And so I being angry about it and saying, I would never do that, and no parent should ever do that, hasn't solved it. So we need some ways to help. And I'm glad the auto manufacturers have gone to the point of at least having that automatic warning that pops up on your screen or your dashboard every time you shut off your engine. Check the back seat for passengers and things, or whatever it says. I think that's helpful. And all the news coverage of it and advice. But it doesn't stop it. It keeps happening. So I don't know how we stop it.
Some of those reminders are silent, and they really should have a sound associated with them. I don't know if you noticed that some of them don't make any noise, and so you're right. We don't even notice them at times. So
yeah, and if it happens every time you shut off your car, eventually it just becomes something that happens, and who continues to read it or listen to it, even if it made noise? So I it can't hurt to have that warning there, but
right. And I hope something better.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. You know, maybe we put
and harder.
Yeah, maybe we put a proximity bracelet on our kids and tie it to our phone. And if we get a certain distance away from them, it goes off. And so when now I'm in the house, the kid's in the car, and my phone makes an alert like, oh, damn, the kid's in the car. Maybe that would help.
The horn of your car blowing. Nothing more aggravating than that. We know that for sure. Just the horn blowing. I mean, anything for 10, 15 seconds would stop this problem.
Yeah, but we haven't found a solution yet, and unfortunately, 37 on average children die every year now because of it.
Yep.
But in this case, you support the second-degree murder charge?
Oh, for sure. I mean, come on. Yeah, but I do understand the other side of it, though. I really do. I'm a busy, busy doctor, and, you know, I understand that. But in this case, something's wrong here.
Yeah, I remember the very first time I heard about this. I remember I was a teenager, and the first story I'd ever heard about it, it was a professor at a university in California, and his wife was out of town or had other plans that day, and he was supposed to take the kid to daycare, and he had never brought the child to daycare, and he had to that day, and he went to put the kid in the car and went on autopilot, drove to work, went and taught a class, went back to his office, looks out the window of his office where his car is parked. And then he realized it. And he said he then realized, oh, my God, I never dropped the baby off. Went out to the car, and they were dead. And I remember that stuck with me. I mean, I remember hearing that story so many years ago, and it plays out over and over and over. This one's different. This father, according to police, got drunk, went back in the house after strapping the kid in. None of it makes sense, and we don't know how drunk he was. We'll find out at some point. But yeah, it's hard not to be very angry about this one and want someone to pay a dear price.
I'd like to know what time he got off of work. What's the time difference between the time getting off and the time, the child? So that's interesting to me. Did he get off at midnight? Did he get off at 1 a.m.? Or did he get off at 7 p.m.? You know, that would be interesting to me. But yeah, it still doesn't matter.
We went to pick her up at 2:30, according to police.
Right.
Strapped her in the car and went back in the house. And then it was around noon that a family member found her dead in the car. And, you know, on one level, you know this guy's got to be devastated. He's made the worst mistake of his life. He's killed his own child. And it'll be up to a jury ultimately, if he doesn't plea bargain down to something the DA can accept, to decide if he deserves to spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Tough one. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you calling in here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. That's On the Buffet, folks. Share your thoughts, 504-260-1870. I know several people who get angry every time that alert goes off on their heads-up display, their dashboard, or the screen in their car, because they hate that that's a necessary part of our society and that that even has to be there, and can't believe that we have to do that in today's world, that parents so frequently forget their kids in hot cars that we need that reminder. And remember, the 37 who die on average every year are the ones that aren't rescued before they died, aren't the ones who someone found them before it was too late, or the parent, guardian, whoever remembers before it was too late. So these are the ones that end in death. So it's happening even more often than 37 times a year. What's the solution to it? Is it locking up every parent who does it, even if they're sober and forgetful? Would that send a more serious message and trigger people's memory more, or would that not help at all? We can talk about that and everything else after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If we didn't attack this one very strongly, you'd have them all over the country. But I can inform the rest of the country that when they do it, if they do it, they're going to be met with equal or greater force than we met right here.
President Donald Trump in the Oval Office minutes ago vowing to use the U.S. military like he has done in Los Angeles, anywhere in the country where he feels it's necessary, that police, in his opinion, cannot handle a situation, to quell protests, riots, violence, or other situations. He is using the military the way presidents very rarely, if ever, have used the military, sending active duty Marines to Los Angeles and the National Guard. We found out earlier in the program, there are going to be legal challenges to his use of the military that will help define going forward for all presidents of the future where that limit lies in their power to use the military domestically, as we're going to see some rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court growing out of this. It's part of what we're talking about today as we open up the lunchtime buffet for you here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. Newell Norman will be back tomorrow. I've enjoyed really talking to y'all over the last 2.5 weeks. Donald, you're up next here on WWL. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I was talking about the finding a way to know the kids in the back. Back in the days, janitors used to have these retractable keychains. To pull out a key to open the door, and it tracks right back to their side.
Yeah. My dad wasn't a janitor, but he had one of those. And I used to love to play with that thing until my finger got caught in it once and the keys pinched.
That's what I'm talking about. If they use something like that on them kids or them leeches they used to use when the kids would be bad and they have to carry them like a, you know, a dog leash hanging on, and you know your kid back there.
So you're saying if you have your kid in the back seat of your car, in a car seat, tie something to them, whether it's retractable or not, and to you, so that when you get out of the car, you cannot forget that they're there.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
But what do you say to the vast majority? And most parents, by the way, never leave their kid in a hot car. Most parents never kill their child by forgetting that they're in a vehicle. And most parents believe, I would never do that. I won't forget my kid. Unfortunately, it happens an average of 37 times a year that a child dies because they are forgotten.
Right. Right.
What do you say to those parents who don't believe they need to do that? They don't need to put their shoe back there. They don't need to put their phone back there. They don't need to tie themselves to their kid.
They need to if they can't remember what they're doing next, especially if they're distracted with the phone, like the guy said, walking up to the door, oh, I forgot the kid in the car. If you would have had something tied to that back seat, you would know that you cannot leave that vehicle until you got your kid out.
So this father from Hammond that police say went to Madisonville, picked up his daughter, strapped her in the car, went back in the house, and never came out until she was dead 9.5 hours later, said he got drunk. Do you think he deserves to face second-degree murder and life in prison if convicted?
Most definitely, because for one, this is your life. This is what you brought into this world, so why take it out, you know, negligently in order to just satisfy your own needs?
If he hadn't been drinking, would it be different? If it had been one of these more unsadly typical cases like this where a parent forgets the child is there and then goes back to find him dead, would you support prosecution and sending him to jail?
Well, yeah, because no child, no human or adult should forget a child that they born and raising at all, because it's just common sense. You know, every day is just like putting on your shoes, coming out, getting your wallet or picking up your cell phone. Oh, I forgot my cell phone. Let me go get it. It's common sense. And you forget, then, yeah, you should be prosecuted. It's just common sense.
Thank you, Donald. We appreciate the call. I'm Dave Cohen. We got one segment left. If you want to jump on a line, I'll see what you're texting me as well on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. We began with a lot of outrage, both for and against President Trump for his use of the National Guard in quelling the protests and or riots in Los Angeles against the stepped up immigration enforcement that we're seeing across the country. A lot of people very supportive of the president using the active duty Marines and the National Guard. A lot of people very opposed to it. A lot of people want to sound off on that. You can still do that. This hour, we've been talking mostly about kids in hot cars and the tragedy that keeps playing itself out over and over and over again across this country. This child, the sixth, according to federal officials, to die in a hot car so far this year, and we're only 10 days into June. Text messages are coming in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line about the Hammond man who is now charged with second-degree murder after St. Tammany sheriff's investigators say he went to pick up his 21-month-old daughter from a home in Madisonville, got her out of the house at 2:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, after coming from work to pick up the little girl, strapped her into her car seat, then went back in the house. 9 hours and change later, another relative found the little girl dead in the pickup truck. They say the man had been drinking. We don't know when he started drinking, how much he had been drinking, or why he went back in the house and never came out, leaving the little girl in the car to die. One person texts in, "This guy was drinking. Screw him." Another says, "So would you excuse a parent who got busy on a phone and left their child at a mall or park?" It's the same, this person says. Is it the same as drinking if you get distracted by your phone? There's a lot of debate on whether or not to prosecute people when they leave their kids an average of 37 times a year in the United States in a hot car and they die. Sometimes the result is prosecutors say they've paid a deep enough price. I think the alcohol in this case kind of makes that a different discussion. Somebody else says, never say it could not happen to you and that you could not leave your kids. Be careful judging so harshly. Londa, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. Hey, Londa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. These people have no heart.
Which people?
I lost my 18-month-old. People who want to keep this man in jail. He's probably already in prison. He wasn't drunk when he picked the child up, according to what the news is saying. And he picked the child up and he forgot. Have you never forgotten anything? Are you perfect? Did you forget something that cost you something? Well, it cost this man his life now, his child's life. Have some compassion. Somebody should put their arms around him. Maybe he's got a drinking problem. I don't think so. He went to his house. He wasn't drunk when he picked the child up. Obviously, he doesn't have the child all the time. I left my four-year-old 20 years ago in the back of my car and running to go get in church. And I realized, oh, my God, I left the baby. And I hurried up and made it back before it wasn't long. But I could have easily lost my son, and I'd give my life for my son. So you don't know. You need to be quiet and pray for this man and stop being so judgmental.
Well, Londa, how do you know he wasn't drinking before he picked up the baby?
I don't know. They didn't say. And if he had been drinking before, then obviously he's wrong. Then he's become negligent.
So if the scenario plays out that he goes to get the kid from work, he straps her into his pickup truck, he goes back into the relative's house where he was picking the baby up and starts drinking then, you say he's paid a deep enough price. Either way, he was drinking before or after. At some point, he had a bunch of alcohol.
But he drank. If he drank after he picked that child up and he went into his home or wherever and he drank after he was responsible enough to pick that child up. He didn't pick that child up to leave her in the car.
So you say if he drank afterwards, if he strapped her into the car seat, went in the house and got drunk, then he shouldn't go to jail.
I say absolutely not, because he did like a lot of people do. I don't drink anything. I don't drink alcohol at all. You do. Somebody, when you come home from work or whatever, you go get a drink. I don't think he came home and said, let me leave my daughter. And then that's not intentional. It's negligence. He didn't say, let me leave my daughter in the car. He went home. He remember, he said, oh, I'll get my drink deck. I do it, and kept drinking.
Londa, I appreciate the call. We've run out of time. We'll wait to learn all the details from the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office and from the DA's office as this unfolds. They think it justifies a second-degree murder charge, at least the sheriff's office does. God, I've had a lot of fun the last 2.5 weeks with you here on WWL. If you liked what you heard, join me every morning at 5 a.m. here on WWL. I'll use the rewind function on the Odyssey app to go back and listen. Scoot's in for the next 3 hours. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good. We'll talk a little bit about the situation with the baby dying in the car. And, you know, a lot of people commit crimes, and they don't care about what they've done. A lot of people are very remorseful, but we still have to hold them accountable. So we'll talk a little bit about that, an update on the riots. And we didn't get to the tattoo topic yesterday with Molly Sivers, so we'll get to that today. Molly says that she's got 80% of her tattoos that she regrets. Do you have any tattoos that you regret? And we'll talk about whether or not you still judge people with tattoos.
All right, Scoot's coming up next. Oh, we've enjoyed seeing you at this time the last 2.5 weeks. Newell is back tomorrow, folks, at 10 a.m. here on WWL. I'll be back at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.